it's just terrible to compare Bush to Hitler.
So, is there any truth to the comparisons? Well, there are 14 defining characteristics, according to a college professor, Dr. Lawrence Britt, who has examined fascist regimes in Hitler, Italy, Spain, Indonesia, and several Latin American regimes. There are 14 defining characteristics common to each. So you tell me. Powerful and continuing nationalism. Flags are seen everywhere, flag symbols on clothing, public displays. Disdain for the recognition of human rights. People tend to look the other way or even approve of torture, summary executions, assassinations, long incarcerations of prisoners with no charges. Identifying enemies or scapegoats as a unifying cause. Like people are rallied into a unifying patriotic frenzy over the need to eliminate a perceived common threat or foe, like, oh, I don't know, Muslims? Supremacy of the military. Even when there are widespread domestic problems, the military is given a disproportionate amount of government funding, and the domestic agenda is neglected. Now, we're up to number four. These are defining characteristics of fascism, so you tell me. Rampant sexism. Controlled mass media. Obsession with national security. Religion and government are intertwined. Religious rhetoric and terminology is common from government leaders, even when the major tenets of the religion are diametrically opposed to the government's policies or actions. Gee, that calls to mind Bush and Christianity. Number nine, corporate power is protected. Can you say Halliburton? Number 10, labor power is suppressed. Number 11, disdain for intellectuals and the arts. Free expression in the arts and letters is openly attacked. Dixie Chicks. Number 12, obsession with crime and punishment. Under fascist regimes, the police are given almost limitless power to enforce the laws. Number 13, rampant cronyism and corruption. Gosh, Enron, huh? And number 14, fraudulent elections. Sometimes elections in fascist nations are a complete sham. Fascist nations also typically use their judiciaries to manipulate or control elections. Well, my goodness, of the 14 defining characteristics of fascism, I would think that Bush's America falls neatly into all 14 categories. Do you disagree, Truth Seeker?
Springtime for Hitler and Germany. Deutschland is happy and gay. We're marching to a faster pace.